So today is a day to get to know instruments, and we're doing spectroscopy, and we're all going to become postgraduate pharmaceutical scientists in a position of responsibility in industry or in a research institute or looking at regulatory affairs. And what we have to be sure of is the measurements that we make are correct. And I can't often get this over enough, that the tablets that you're making as a regulator or as an industrialist, you will be sending those tablets out to a million people. So if they're wrong, you're likely to be at least disabling a million people. That's a lot of people, okay? So there's a great deal of responsibility, and we're now living in a global environment, so we have to make sure that products from other countries are compliant with the requirements we have in our host country. So that goes right back to square one. And that means that any measurements that we make must be measurements that, in my mind, can be reproduced by others. So it means they have to be correct. We have to be able to stand up, the forensic scientists who you're with, will have to stand up in court and say, this was an illicit drug, therefore that person should go for prison for 10 years. In your case, this drug can be given that patient will not die. So, right through, we have a responsibility to be disciplined. Now, when it comes down to instrumentation, we have to at least have an understanding of what's in the boxes and what is coming out of the boxes and what buttons that we should be pressing. So, as far as pharmacy is concerned, the regulatory requirements of a measurement are set down in terms of in the BP, the British Pharmacopoeia. Okay, so do have a look at the British Pharmacopoeia and have a look at the appendices and see what's required of a measurement.